Hey, podcast listeners, still standing on the sidelines when you could be getting paid to play? Well, all your favorite NBA and college basketball teams are in action, and there's no better time to make sure you're betting with the best. BetDSI is one of the most reliable and profitable online sports books. Bet on the NBA, college basketball, MLB, UFC, NHL, and much more. It's your all-access pass for everything. And not only are there super quick payouts and bonuses, but BetDSI's live feature allows me to watch my team before I even bet. They even match any deposit you make up to $1,000. So play big, win big, and get paid anytime. Plus, when you sign up for BetDSI.com using our code, you'll get an extra 25%. That's 125% bonus. So join the winning team by signing on at BetDSI.com and use promo code WIN101. You'll more than double your bet. So don't leave money on the table. Visit BetDSI.com and use code WIN101. That's BetDSI.com, promo code WIN101, BETDSI.com, code WIN101.
The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station.
All right, hopefully we can be a little non-sportsy today, but there'll be some sports to talk about as well. Let's do this. It's a Tuesday on the Blitz.
And here we go.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And The Blitz is on for Tuesday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe. With me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon. A.J. Hoffman, the role model. Aaron Rabel, the Voldemort. If you want to get in today, 713-780-3776 is your number. 713-780-ESPN. Also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, send your messages there. Aaron will read them. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R. At AJ is the real. At Aaron is Blitzed, at Degenerates 975. And of course, you can text the show, 713-780-3776. And it's a Tuesday. Usually you guys are in a bad mood. You shouldn't be. It's a beautiful day outside. And I'm in a great mood, even though I'm not supposed to be here.
Yeah, I was going to ask, do you have regrets? Like, once you got here, you walked in the door, did you go, oh, damn it, I should have just taken the day off?
No. I locked down and got a bunch of work done today, which was my goal. And really about 2:45, yeah, I was hoping to be done by 1. It took me till 2:45, and then I'm like, okay, let's go do a show. It'll be fun. And especially since you couldn't get any of the A-listers, I just decided, well, even me half-assing it would be better than some of the names you were talking about. So here I am.
Well, good. I'm glad to have you. Glad to have you, Freddie. And it's a good day. Listen, it's Tuesday.
Right, which means
it's generally not the best day. I've got a good feeling this is going to be an amazing Tuesday.
It's already been an amazing Tuesday.
I've got a real good feeling about today. Yeah. Yeah. I don't know.
What are you basing that on, just in general?
It's a vibe.
Cool.
It's a vibe.
Well, you got some really good beer. There's that.
That's a good start. That is a good start.
Yeah, this is typical. I went to pick up a beer for you yesterday, and when I got to the brewery, I'm like, well, I'm going to have one while I'm here. And that turned into 4. Because they were so good. That's kind of me, though.
And
Monday's supposed to be a non-drinking day, but, well, you know, I'm solo right now.
Would
so.
You say that, in a way, it's my fault?
No.
Okay.
No, because it would have been real easy to just go buy the beer and leave, because I bought a couple for myself, too.
Okay.
But no, I just, once I got there, I'm kind of like, I got nothing else going on. Let me just have a couple.
Yeah.
And then turned into 4, but they're really good. So I'm looking forward to seeing what you think of it, because it's a really solid beer. Shout out to Sigma Brewing.
Did you try both of them?
I just tried the
other one. Mary, wasn't on tap?
Yeah. Well, neither one of them were on tap. I was buying them.
You just popping bottles?
Yeah.
And you drank 4 of those?
Yeah.
What?
It's a 4-minute drive home. I was
My
fine.
My goodness.
It didn't hit me until I got home. I was actually fine, and then I got home, and the dog comes up and looks at me and says, dude, I need to go for a walk. I'm like, you're on your own.
If you got so drunk that your dog was talking to you?
Yeah. Well, no, there was a little I had a little something else that probably made the dog talk to me when I got home. But
it's like when I overdosed on pot.
Not so bad.
And it was a coyote.
Yeah. It wasn't that bad. No, I
honestly don't even think that coyote was real. I think that was in my head. But
no, I didn't really get that messed up. It just, you know, 'cause that's my limit, though. If I'd had any more than that, I'd have been in zombie land.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, that was just the right amount. But it's a terrific beer. I think you're going to like it a lot.
All right.
So, 713-780-ESPN. What else is happening? What did I miss today?
You didn't miss... I don't think you missed a whole lot. Been kind of surfing Twitter to see what people are interested in talking about. I don't know why AAF is... I mean, is anybody surprised by this?
No. No. And remember how early on everybody was right, oh, this league is so popular, and I'm seeing half-full stadiums, if that. And I'm thinking, how is this thing going to work? And then a guy has to put in $250 million. That didn't work.
Yeah.
So, and then they had to bring in Johnny Football, and that was kind of the end. So, nice job, Johnny, of getting out of your Canadian contract so you could go play for a league that no longer exists.
Yep. Congratulations.
Dumb bleep.
We'd also dedicate this to Andre Howe's career.
What'd that only cost him? 70 mil? To put, how much, is that about his, is he walking away from this, the AAF guy, the guy who put all that money in?
Yeah.
Is he walking away minus 70 mil?
Yeah, I think he lost 70 mil on it. He's a rich, though. That's like you and me losing 1,000.
I don't know, man. 70 mil. I don't care who you are. I don't care how much is in your account. You lose 70 mil. That stings. That's got to sting.
Yeah, well, I
let this be a lesson to anyone.
We told him.
Yeah, I did. We sat here and said, listen, don't go against the NFL. You will not win. It's like, you know, there's other shows that come on in our time slot that we warn, do not go against us. Yeah, and they still tried. And then today they
just play air.
Yeah, it's just don't waste money on putting talent up against us. If you're a sports radio station, you're going to lose. Don't put some guys on there talking about how, still talking about how the Astros, if they were fully healthy, would have beat the Red Sox last year.
Aren't we on to a new
season? Four games to one! Like, come on.
We're on to a new season.
Fred, you would think that would be the case. You'd think that would be the case. But it's the same way. Don't go against the NFL. The likelihood of you winning,
And they're not even, Slick says, don't put those beers in the fridge. Yeah, good point, because Beer Thief is out there today.
Oh, no.
And these look like beers you would not want to take. They really do. They look like beers that...
It doesn't look like a beer that you would just say, oh, here's one in the fridge. Let me pop the top and crush this thing.
Yeah.
They're like genie bottles, basically.
Yeah, which, you know, that may appeal to some people.
Maybe so.
Maybe I'll pop this open and a blue guy will come out.
Maybe so.
And he'll restore the AAF, so I'll be happy. And a lot of people asking, Bernardo and some people on the text line, how does it affect the XFL? I don't think it affects the XFL at all. I think hopefully they've learned a couple lessons here, though.
Yeah.
Nick wants to know, how is someone smart enough to have enough money to invest that much, but simultaneously dumb enough to invest it in the AAF?
I don't get it. But there are people like that.
Oh, God, yeah. There's people who make bad investments every day. Well, and
guess what? There's guys who are great businessmen. Vince McMahon's a great businessman. He's going to do it again?
Yeah.
Like, he didn't learn? I mean, this guy just put a blueprint out there for why it won't work.
Yeah.
And the reason why it didn't work is because the NFL didn't want to partner with him.
You know what worked? He hate me. That's it.
That's it. And it worked for about 2 weeks.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, come on.
So, there's a lot of guys who make a lot of money. Now, to be fair, there's also a lot of people who just came out of the right penis and have no idea what to do with that
Thank
money.
You.
And they were just born into it, and they're dumbs.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's this guy or what, because I just don't know enough about him. But that's like Jim Irsay, for instance, is a perfect example. That guy is an idiot. I mean, he's a complete freaking idiot.
He's not really that smart.
But he was born into the right family.
It works out sometimes.
And that's okay. And so I could see him making a bunch of dumb investments and losing a bunch of money, and it may not matter because he's rich.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of guys. Like the guys I respect the most are the guys like Mark Cuban, who built their business up from basically nothing. And
he's not shy about all the things he's failed at.
No, he'll tell you. And that's one thing about Bob McNair. He would openly talk about being bankrupt at one time. And then he invested in Cogen, and that turned everything around. And, of course, he also invested in Enron, which that didn't work out so well.
Yeah.
But, you know, I respect guys who do that because they do make mistakes and they do make bad investments. But they also have made some really good ones. And, you know, in my small little business life, I've tried to learn from all of them. And you know, take their advice when they have screwed things up. Because that's, you know, it's like poker. You want to learn from your mistakes. And if you do, great. But, yeah, I it doesn't surprise me that somebody would say, oh, I'll throw $250 million into this. Because the guy's probably got, he's probably worth
oh, he's got a couple
10 or
bucks.
11 billion.
Yeah,
so.
He's doing okay. But still, 70 yeah. million is always going to be 70 million.
Well, give him credit for this. He invested 250. He lost 70 of it and said, okay, I'm out. He didn't lose the whole wad.
Yeah.
So there's something to that. Sometimes just minimizing your losses is the best thing. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. Robert wants to know, will the XFL last more games than the AAF? That's a pretty good bet. Because, I mean, they're only putting 150 into this.
My guess is no, honestly.
Well, the one thing they have going for them is Oliver Luck, who is a sharp dude.
He is. And that's why I don't understand what he's thinking. Like, I feel like he should be running the other way.
Yeah, but if he's involved, I have faith in it that it'll at least work a little bit. Because he's about as smart dude as you're going to find.
Yeah.
But that doesn't mean you can be the smartest guy in the world. A turd's still a turd.
Lamont says, AJ, at the time 1560 started, 610 was king of the hill, and now Gow is on top, and it took over a decade. My point is someone challenging the NFL is not far-fetched. The difference, I mean, let's be totally real here for a minute. Let's pull back the Gow Media curtain. Had Gow Media not bought 97.5, do you think 1560 would be number one in the market right now?
No.
No.
No, and listen, that you talk about shrewd business moves.
Yes.
Him buying 97.5 and it's easy to look back on it now and see how things worked out, but
and by the way, bought it on the cheap.
Yeah.
Because the FCC basically forced the company that owned us to sell off a property.
Right. Because Cumulus was in bankruptcy and their plan was to try to buy back the station at a reduced rate.
Right.
And David and the Gal Media team came in and bought it at slightly more than that, but they got it on the they did get it on the cheap. And it was, you know, David's vision for the station and Todd, I'll give Todd a lot of credit for making the whole thing local.
Right.
That really turned things around. And then getting Lance back to put with John and just the whole lineup. But it's been a, you know, and if you're curious why we're talking about this, David wrote a story for Sports Map and it's on there now and it's worth reading because, you know, this company has gone from basically an AM signal that you couldn't hear to the number one station, Culture Map, Sports Map, Innovation Map, Gifting Map,
yeah,
SB Nation. And, I mean, this is, you know, it's his whole point was that the company's grown up. We're not the, you know, we're not the guys making fun of the big corporate things anymore because we've kind of become the big corporate thing. We're just locally owned. And that's the best part about it, and that's why I love working here so much, is I can always still walk down there, walk in the office, there's the owner of the company.
That's it.
And have that conversation. When we were at Cumulus and we did the pepper spray thing, we had to have a conference call with Atlanta. They were all listening the next day. It was the worst show we ever did because we were so scared we were going to say something that was going to get us fired. And, you know, and it was just, it was a nightmare. Yeah. And, you know, we really had to love what we were doing to work for that company because that company sucked. And I would never work for him again. But this one doesn't. And, you know, I think part of that is why we're having success at everything, because everybody here is pretty good at their jobs.
And we're all happy.
Yeah. And nobody comes in and is like, oh, I'm so miserable. Hell, I wanted to come in and do the show today, even though I really needed a day off. I don't care. I'm here because I love it. And I think that's most people here. And the ones that aren't happy, well, that'll take care of itself.
It will.
All right, guys. You know what I'm probably going to do tonight? I'm going to Uber Eats some Big City Wings.
Why don't you just drive yourself to get them?
Because.
You're so lazy.
Because, I'm trying to take care of my puppies and, probably have a couple edibles when I get home.
I know, but you could, before you go home, grab the Big City Wings.
I could.
And then drive home with those wings. And today is, two for Tuesday.
Yes, it is two for Tuesday.
I know that because I often order Big City Wings on Tuesday.
Yeah, and it's a great day to do it because it is exactly what it means. Two for Tuesday wings. You get double the wings. And tea time. See, that's what I should do is I should go buy and have a Long Island iced tea for $3 because that's what they do on Tuesday. Specials every day. The wings are fantastic. The crawfish are fantastic. It's a great family place. And if you just want to go and drink and eat and watch sports, this is the place to do it. Whether it's the basketball, you want to watch that. Any of the baseball games, you want to go watch your Astros, they got you covered. And seven locations around the city, including the newest ones in Kingwood, where there's an A.J. Hoffman table and a Fred Fowler table and a Charlie Polillo table. So you can pick your favorite host and then get stuck at my table. But you can go check it out. And they're going to open one at Rayford Road soon. So they're all over the place. All you have to do is go to BigCityWings.com. Find the location nearest you. You will love it. I'm telling you, I love these guys long before I ever started talking about them. You can follow them on social media, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. It's all Big City Wings. And go to BigCityWings.com. Find out what's going on. You will love it. BigCityWings.com.
You're listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
I don't know how I could explain that in a cooler and more doper fashion.
You're listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. Boy, everybody's all about this AAF thing, and a lot of people pointing out that they weren't trying to compete with the NFL. They were hoping the NFL would make them their minor league, which, in theory, fine, but the NFL already has a minor league. It's called the SEC.
I mean, it's college football. It really is.
And
who wants to spend a high draft pick on a guy and then say, okay, now don't play with us this year?
Or even a fourth. Well, I mean, I guess ideally if your fifth or sixth or seventh round pick doesn't make it, then that would be a good place for him to go play.
Yeah, but...
But if he winds up being any good, somebody else will sign him. I mean, you don't get to keep the rights. So, I think if you go in to a business like that thinking, oh, well, the NFL will want us as a minor league, good luck.
Good luck.
It's not a good choice.
They've made it this long without a minor league. If they needed one, they would build one.
Yeah.
Like they,
do it themselves.
They did with NFL Europe, and then they decided, you know what, this just isn't worth it.
And frankly, NFL Europe was more successful than any of these other leagues.
Well, NFL Europe had better players than any of these leagues have had. I mean, there was actual talent, NFL almost NFL caliber talent. This the stuff here. These are all guys who have washed out.
Kurt Warner
NFL.
Played over there. A lot of guys did, and that was their property. I was a Barcelona Dragons guy, by the way.
Were you?
No.
I think Jake Delhomme was there.
Jake Delhomme played over there.
There's probably some other ones.
Former Texan Dave Ragone played over there.
Oh, nice.
But that league worked. So, and I think that's what it'd have to be. The NFL would have to start its own league. And, and I know people don't pay any attention to it, but, the CFL works that way too. And they've done a lot of stuff that the NFL picks up.
Yeah,
they do a lot of the rules testing, and the interference being reviewable is something that they started up there. And you get two or three players a year that come from up there and turn out to be. And there's very rarely that you get a Cameron Wake who turns into a star for a long time, but you always get a couple guys who come down here and like Brian Peters for the Texans, really good special teams player. Yeah. He played up there, but that's all you can really hope for. And if that's what you're trying to be is the AAF, and we want to be a developmental league, well, how many players are you expecting to get to the NFL? Because realistically, you're looking at two, maybe three from your entire league.
That's probably about right.
And You know, and there's a lot of guys that go up there that, DeVere Posey. Remember DeVere Posey? He went up to Canada and actually played pretty well.
Yeah.
And that's the kind of players that tend to go up there, guys that couldn't quite make it here, maybe had some talent, but just weren't good enough.
And,
excuse me. So he says Vince McMahon is ready to spend $500 million over 3 years, and they can probably sign a TV deal since some people do watch.
Who watches?
Well,
you know what? All you guys were like, oh, I'm watching this. And then there's people that you watched it for a week. Some of you watched it into week two, and then no one watched.
Yeah.
And I saw today a guy tweeted me, and he said, man, that's too bad. I watched a game, and the quality wasn't that bad. I would have watched a championship game had it happened.
The quality was that bad.
You watched one game on television, and you thought, well, this is something I'm going to support, but then you didn't watch another game? You didn't like it that much. You know? Like, just saying, oh, I would have watched the Super Bowl of the AAF had they had one. That doesn't mean that you liked it.
No.
So many people watch the NFL Super Bowl that don't like the NFL. They just do it because it's the championship game. That doesn't mean that you're a fan.
Here's something, though. I think in general, TV has made going like this is totally random, but the other day during one of the breaks of the basketball game, I was flipping through channels and the NASCAR race was on at Texas, the one in Dallas or Arlington or wherever the hell, Grand Prairie, I guess.
I think you mean Darlington.
No,
maybe a different one.
No, that's a different state. And the stands were half empty. And I remember there was a time when you couldn't get a NASCAR ticket.
Yeah.
And I think, like, a lot of sports now are getting that way where people just watch them on TV. And for a startup league, I guess San Antonio did okay with attendance.
Yeah.
But where you have to have some kind of significant TV deal or you got no shot.
Exactly.
And I wonder if we're not heading to a point where we're about to lose some sports or at least lose some teams. Because, and after that, this is how weird I am. After I saw that NASCAR thing, I went and started reading up on their attendance, and it's down across the board. And so do you start cutting back races? And we look at some of the teams in baseball. Well, the Rays, for instance.
Yeah.
And they can't draw flies. So do you move those franchises? But it's even some traditional markets aren't drawing as well anymore. And I think that, and NFL, we're starting to see that a little bit too. I think with every sports league. And I wonder if we're just not oversaturated with not just sports, but with teams.
The NFL is an exception because the NFL, they don't, I mean, at least for right now, it's an exception because right now they don't have a problem making money and almost every team sells out. I mean, there are some exceptions, but I don't think that there's any that are just, you know, leaking money to the point that they need to go away. But honestly, I feel like baseball, basketball, hockey are teams that would be improved by contraction.
I agree. Or sports, not teams. Yeah.
Like, I think the leagues in general, you would get a better quality product if there were 2 to 4 less teams in every one of those leagues.
See, I think there's enough players to go around, but I also think you've got teams that just nobody cares about. And, yeah.
Now, imagine taking their best players, sprinkling them around other teams in the league.
And, yeah, you make your league better.
Yeah.
Like, if you get rid of the Florida Panthers in hockey and spread those players out among all the other teams. Of course, I think you should move them here. But let's say you got rid of them. Yeah. That would be team number one that you would probably contract. Yeah, it would make the whole league better. And same thing with baseball. It's, okay, let's get rid of the Rays. And those players go into a pool.
Yeah. Think about this.
And the Astros somehow get Blake Snell, and then I'd be very happy.
for an example, let's say the NBA. Let's just throw some teams out there that if they were gone tomorrow, I mean, would there be some upset fans? Sure, but would there be that many? Probably not. Let's go with like the Hornets.
Bye.
Hawks.
Goodbye. Pelicans.
Pelicans and Suns.
Yeah.
Or Grizzlies.
Either one.
Let's say you get rid of those four teams. They're gone tomorrow. And now you've got a league that's got 26 teams instead of 30. you can make your playoffs. I mean, you could really just take, I mean, if you wanted, you could take the top eight teams, four from each league, or you could do top six and then let your division winners get byes. You could cut down to two divisions, let your division winners get a bye, like baseball does. And
but, okay, here's the flaw in that, though.
Okay.
The league wants more playoff games. Money, money, money.
Wouldn't you rather have higher quality playoff games?
As a fan, yeah, but not as a league.
Because, well, okay, then even if you leave it at eight, if you leave it at 16 teams and 16 out of 26 make the playoffs, the NBA already has, the NBA and NHL both have too many teams that make the playoffs. But if that's how they make their money, so be it. But imagine you take the four or five best players off those four teams. So let's say you're taking 20 players and you're removing the 20 worst players from NBA rosters and replacing them with starting caliber guys, the quality of play is, it's greatly improved immediately.
I don't know that it would matter at this point.
Maybe it wouldn't.
I mean, I think it's too late. I think the idea is sound. I just don't think it would work. Somebody asked, instead of contraction, what if you had relegation? I've always said relegation would be a great thing. The problem is there's not enough markets for relegation. Like if you had... if the NFL was to relegate teams that, say the bottom four every year, well, what markets from these, even if you take these AAFs,
I mean,
who has NFL stadiums?
Right.
I mean, same thing with Major League Baseball, same thing with the NBA. Who has, what cities have stadiums that can do that? What, Louisville? You're going to go, then you have to take all your AAA teams and they have to be part of some kind of giant league. It's just, it's one of those things. It's too late for it to work.
Yeah, it's not possible.
Yeah. All right. Quick break. A lot more to get to. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5.
All right, guys. Got to tell you about my good friends over at TGS Insurance. And what they want to do is simple. They want to save you money on your homeowner's insurance. How great is that? And you're like, well, what's the catch? There's no catch. They're going to save you money, and it's so simple, and they're not going to make you talk to an agent because nobody wants to talk to an agent. It used to take hours to get a decent home quote. Then someone came along and said, we'll do it in 15 minutes, and you'll save 15%. TGS, they built a new system that gives you a firm quote in just 15 seconds. They're not wasting your time, and they're using nothing but your address. You're going to save a bunch of money with this. Grab your phone right now. Text the word money to 232323. The system will ask for your address. You reply back with that. You'll get a full quote with excellent coverage within 15 seconds. This company and these savings, they are legit. The online rating's nearly perfect. The average customer from last year saved over $825 on home insurance. Come on, man. You could use $825. You don't even need to wait until your renewal. What TGS does, they take care of the back end, all the paperwork, all the garbage. They do that so you can just free your mind and start saving dough. One more time, text the word money to 232323. Get your home insurance quote and save big today.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Somebody says, Fred, I think you mean the Marlins. Rays won 90 games last year. No,
they won. I'm talking about
attendance. Yeah, they had to basically shut down their entire upper deck. Same thing that the Jaguars had to do a few years ago. And so now their capacity is 25,000, and they can't even sell that. And yes, the Marlins should go too. That's goes without saying. But Tampa, doesn't matter how good your team is. And I think pretty much that's just sports in Florida.
Yeah. Florida is a tough, tough sports market.
And
the average attendance last year, here's the bottom four. Well, let's just start. We'll start at the top. The Dodgers, 47,000 per, and that's 84% full. I mean, they could. Nobody sold out all their games. Not the Yankees were 86.6. Even the Red Sox.
What about the Cardinals? Wouldn't they?
95.6, okay, so that's 42,000.
Yeah, but Boston, that's a pretty good capacity, yeah, too.
Boston, 95%. Now, their capacity is not as great, but 35,000 a game. Your bottom four, Oakland, 19,427. That's 55% capacity. Pittsburgh, 18,786 per game, 49% capacity. Tampa, 90-win Tampa, 14,258 people per game in a 90-win season. That's 41.8% of capacity. The most pathetic, though, the Marlins.
Yeah.
10,013 people per game, a total of 811,000 attendees on the season, 26.7% of capacity. Who's going to miss those teams? I mean, let's be honest.
And really, if you look at all the teams in Florida across the board, Tampa's hockey team does really well because they're good. But when they weren't good, they didn't draw. And that's about it.
I would say if you have two or three years of attendance below 50%, like three, if you've got 3 years consecutive where your attendance doesn't reach 50%, you're no longer a reasonable candidate for an MLB franchise or any sports franchise.
Any franchise, yeah. And you know, the thing is, nobody wants to move those teams, but they should. And you've still got some markets that I think are viable in almost every sport. And you know, even the NFL is a little different. You don't need to be LA or New York. I mean, I think with a stadium, San Antonio would be a great market, just like Nashville is a great market for football.
Yeah.
And you know, move some of those teams around. I think Louisville could be a decent market for a football team, certainly a basketball team. But you know, Montreal, I know, wants a baseball team back, and that would be kind of cool. But the hell, the Expos didn't draw when they were there.
Yeah. Everybody wants it until they've got it.
Right.
That's the reality.
Right. And they were talking about the blackout thing on the NFL. Dirty little secret, when part of the deal to get the Texans here that Bob McNair made was they guaranteed sellouts, I want to say, for the first 10 years, maybe longer. So if the games hadn't sold out, the Texans would have to buy the tickets.
Yeah.
So that it would be sold out so that it would be on TV. Now, I don't know how the blackout rules work anymore because, frankly, you know, I've got Sunday tickets, so I don't really pay any attention.
Yeah, you don't need to know.
But that was part of the deal, was that the Texans had to sell out every game. And so I don't know how much, you know, there were some stretches there where certainly the first 2-14 season where the stands weren't full, but the tickets were purchased.
Well, and I mean, that's, I'll give you a good example of that. How many Rockets games you been to this year?
I have been to one Rockets game.
Was it a totally packed house?
Of course not.
What if I told you that the Rockets report that their average attendance is over 100% of capacity?
I would laugh in your face.
Yeah. So, there's guaranteed sellouts, and then there's actual sellouts.
Right.
And if you, I mean, hell, I'll be honest. I went to the one game I went to with the Rockets last year that was a complete and utter sellout was playoff game against the Warriors. The first round of the playoffs, I mean, I could stretch out, which is crazy.
Yeah.
You got a team with the best record in the NBA in the playoffs, and it's not a packed house? That doesn't make sense.
Part of it is I would rather sit at home and watch it on TV.
I'm with you.
And drink my own beer and smoke my own weed and watch the game.
Yep.
And not have to go to Toyota Center, even though Toyota Center is basically a 10-minute walk from where I live. It'd be completely, I wouldn't have to deal with traffic or anything. I could just walk down there and go to the games, but I'd rather watch them on TV. And I'm kind of that way about almost every sport now. I did not go to a Texans game last year for, I think, the first time in history. Just watched them all on TV.
Well, I didn't go last year as a member of the media. I went to the Colts playoff game as a fan.
But no, I didn't even do that this year. Well, now, part of it is because I have to write and have to do stuff for Sports Map, and I'd rather do that from home. It's easier to coordinate. But, no, I did not go to a single game this year for the first time since that franchise was founded. Because I had season tickets for the first 4 years or so. Let's squeeze Mark on real quick. What's up, Mark?
Hey, sports guys.
Sports to you, sir.
Just along those lines, you know, I hear the talking about the contraction of teams, and we talk about NASCAR. They've got races every week, and I agree, man. I think they got way too many races on the schedule. The NFL, I think, has got it right because their schedule follows along with collegiate football. But to me, I think the NBA and Major League Baseball have got way too many games on the schedule, and there's times when they actually overlap. As a sports follower, I don't even get all that interested into the Astros or any Major League Baseball game until about another month or two from now. And same thing with the NBA. I start watching it like in January. There was a time I was in Philadelphia and renting a car, and the guy at the rent-a-car place said, hey, be careful when you're driving by the Spectrum Stadium. The Eagles were playing, the 76ers were playing, and they had a baseball game all on at the same time. I'm thinking it's getting just out of hand with the number of games that the NBA and baseball have to play, which is causing dilution of the product.
I do agree there's too many games, but there's no way they'll ever roll those back because, you know, they sell enough tickets. And so even at 50% capacity, you're making more money than if you didn't have a home game.
It's true.
So, and it does, to me, it does take away from baseball, NBA, and also hockey in there, too. There's too many games. And
there is.
And especially in hockey and in basketball, where so many teams make the playoffs, when you have that many games, it half the season is meaningless. And I think you have to, and that doesn't mean if you're a huge fan of the sport, you don't watch them all and you don't care. But for the casual fan, that's too much. And I there are times when Rockets, Astros, and Texans all play at the same time. That's happened before. But
and I understand there are franchises that, to them, 16 games is great, or 82 games is great because they're selling out. Like, there are real teams that sell out every game. You know, the Warriors sell out every game. The Lakers sell out every game.
If they weren't as good as they have been, they wouldn't. They didn't beforehand.
No.
They were a joke for a long time.
Yeah, but even Oakland, those fans have always been pretty strong for that team, even when they sucked.
They've been decent. They haven't. It's not like Portland. Portland, they've always been.
Portland's always good.
Yeah.
But so I would understand if I'm those owners going, well, I don't want you to take away home games from everybody. I don't want to shorten schedule. But that's why I think contraction makes more sense than shortening seasons. Just make the product better. If you don't want to lose out on the money that you make from those games, just make the games better.
Yeah, but here's the thing. The fewer games you have, and this is why the NFL, this is one thing the NFL does right. Every game's meaningful because there's just not that many of them. And with all the other sports, there's so many games that the Spurs make no bones about it, resting their players during regular season games because they don't mean anything. And I think that's part of the issue, and I think that's part of the reason why, you know, the reason you go is to be entertained and for an experience. And I just think at some point, if the game doesn't mean anything, and let's be honest, you've been to Rockets games. There's the Red Rowdies, and there's the people who like being there. Mm-hmm. Most people aren't there for the game. They're there to be seen.
Yep.
They'd want to dress up.
Hang out with their boys. Whatever.
Yeah, look hot and get attention. And, you know, and they constantly get up and are walking during the game in front of you. If you're trying to watch the game, it's not a great experience. And I think in the end, most people just want to, or they're kind of like me, rather watch it at home. Zachary says, Blitzer, since you guys were at noon, how about a birthday shout-out 33 today?
Hey, happy 33. Yeah, what were you, like a child when you were listening to our show?
Yeah, you had to be... It's been 10 years, man.
Yeah, damn near 10 years.
I think it will be 10 years in May, right? Or was it May that you came here?
Yeah, but I want to... Was it May 2000... I think it was May 2010.
Yeah, so
it'd be 9 years.
It'd be 9 years for you. The show would be 10 and a half now.
Yeah.
Jesus. I'm old.
Maybe on our 10th birthday, we can have another big party.
Yeah, I think we will. We'll blow it out.
Yeah.
All right, guys.
Strippers and everything.
Yeah. Any strippers that want to volunteer?
I mean,
yeah, we would do a, for strippers, hell, I'd do a 9-year one. I don't care.
Okay.
All right, guys, I got to tell you about Innovative Lasers, and it's this is such a great experience, and I struggled so much to get weight off my belly, and I tried everything. I was working out. I was running all the time. I was watching what I was eating, and everything else was fine, but I couldn't get it off my gut, and I went to the get the Zerona laser treatment, and boom, 8 inches off my waist now. I'm wearing pants that are two sizes smaller, and they guarantee you 3 to 11 inches in 2 weeks. And all you have to do is call 281-888-3094. Mention ESPN. You're going to get 50% off of their regular price and three free sessions. And you can lose inches and fat. There's no painful procedures. There's no downtime. It's real simple. You go in there, they basically shine a red light on you, and the fat goes away. It's that simple. And you'll have more energy. It's going to change your life. Just give them a call right now. 281-888-3094. Mention ESPN 97.5. You'll get 50% off the regular price and three sessions for free. And by the way, consultation's free. So all you got to do is give them a call, find out what they're about. If it's not for you, great. But I think you'll find out that you'll like it, and it's going to make a difference. For more information, log on to InnovativeLasersOfHouston.com. Or once again, give them a call, 281-888-3094. Make sure you mention ESPN 97.5.
Is the Blitz.
Oh, that sounds great.
On ESPN 97.5.
So you want to get into IT. It's a good idea. And, well, how are you going to get there, though? Simple. My Computer Career. The only school focused only on getting people into IT careers for over a decade. Or some Johnny-come-lately college that's been at it here for just a few years. What are you going to choose? It's simple. Training to start an IT career is all they do at My Computer Career. It's all they've ever done nationwide. You could start your new life as an IT pro in months, not years, even without any experience. Zero. Helping people start an IT career, that's what they do. You attend classes on live or on campus or live online. Just twice a week, you're going to get all the skills, all the certifications you need to start up your new career. And it's more than a school. They help you get into the industry because they work with hundreds of employers that hire their students. They're nationally accredited. Financial aid's available to those who qualify, including the GI Bill for my fellow vets. Guys, classes start up soon. Go take that free career evaluation today. MyComputerCareer.edu. It's not rocket science. It's My Computer Career. MyComputerCareer.edu.
Listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Robert asks, aren't the TV contracts so lucrative that it makes up for the lower attendance?
Yeah, but that's the other thing. The TV contracts are lucrative, and then it's all shared. You think the Yankees and Red Sox think that the Devil Rays and the Rays and the Marlins should get the same piece of the pie that they get for television rights?
Well, and the reality is the Red Sox and Yankees get less because they're over the luxury tax and they're paying those teams to suck.
Yep.
So, and I think at some point that bubble's got to burst, doesn't it? The way that we're consuming television now is so different that, you know, and maybe I'm wrong, maybe Netflix or Amazon Prime will pay a whole bunch of money for a baseball package, but I kind of doubt it. And, you know, I know that the NFL, the Sunday ticket thing's probably about to go away and they're about to be, you know, to spread it out among streaming services. But, you know, I think long term, you really think Fox is going to keep spending all this money on college football and it, because, and for whatever other sports they're paying for?
Yeah.
I just don't know.
I mean, I don't think it's going to last forever. I think college football knows. That's why everybody's scrambling to get into a good conference. I mean,
Well, and I know the AAC just did a new deal with ESPN, which is going to be really lucrative for them. And
but not really lucrative compared to what?
No, but for
would have been but 10 for years what ago.
They well no 10 years ago they couldn't get that.
Well,
deal.
not the AAC in particular, yeah. But like even a big conference 10 years ago. I mean, they were throwing. I mean, think about the Longhorn Network. That ruined it for everybody else.
Yeah.
No one else is going to get something like that because it was a mistake.
Yeah.
And that's just the way it is. They know it's not worth what they were putting it.
No, and they're going to lose a bunch of money off of that. And I think at some point, the competition for stuff like that is going to disappear because they're not going to bid against each other the way they've been doing it. And I don't think it's going to affect every sport, but I think it's going to affect a lot of sports. You know, I think the NFL should be safe for a while, but if I'm a college football conference or if I'm the MLB, I get the biggest deal I can right now because I just don't think that's going to last forever. Lamont says, I think the NBA's problem is completely different altogether. There's no parity. For a decade, it's pretty much Golden State, Cleveland, Miami. The NBA's never really had parity. If you go back and look at it.
It's the same teams winning every year.
Yeah.
For a long time.
It rotates which teams, but it's a pretty small group. And, you know, there was no parity when the Bulls were winning six.
I mean, there's a couple in there, like Pistons, Bulls, Spurs, a team with LeBron, Lakers, and Warriors. That's basically it for like the last 20-something years. And you could throw in like Mavericks 1-1.
Mavericks 1-1.
I think that's it. That might be it.
Well, the Heat 1-1 with four LeBron, right?
Yeah. So instead of saying Lakers, you could say teams with Shaq or LeBron.
Yeah. Yeah.
Shaq, LeBron, Michael Jordan, Tim Duncan, and Steph Curry.
Yeah, pretty much it. You know,
couple Pistons teams thrown in there. And the Rockets.
Yeah, that's about it.
It's crazy.
There's never really been a lot of parity. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. Hour number one. Already in the books.
That
was quick. That was quick. I feel like I didn't even work the first hour.
Well, good. It's almost like you took the day off.
Yeah. But that's been the fun part of the show, man. It's just gone by. It's just flying by now, which is pretty cool. All right. I'm trying to find it. All right. I found it. Okay. I was vamping until I could find my script to tell you all about Draft. And if you love fantasy baseball, then you need to try out my favorite app, Draft. It's fantastic. Daily fantasy baseball, but it's not like the other guys. If you're playing the other daily fantasies and you put a great team together and then you look up and you're thinking, oh, Justin Verlander was awesome, and then you see five other people have it. That's not how Draft works, because you draft your own team, snake draft, and there's no trades, no waiver wire. You just set it up and forget about it. And you get your players, and if you have the best team, you win. And you're going to get cold, hard cash for it. And drafts start as low as a dollar, so there's a draft for everyone. I love playing on this because I love being able to get my own teams. I'm in a season long on there, but I play pretty much every day. All you have to do is search Draft in your app store or play right from your computer on draft.com. And for a limited time only, all Blitzers are going to get a free entry into a real money baseball draft when you make your first deposit. But you have to use my promo code FRED. That's right. Play a real money game for free just using my promo code FRED when you make your first deposit. Search Draft in your app store and go to draft.com. Enter the promo code FRED. That's draft.com.
This is ESPN 97.5.